I want to bring these comments that we've had back to the comment that our brother Richard made at the end of the last study. He mentioned that Naomi was not in a position to be of help until she was fully restored. But we've heard that it would seem she taught her daughter-in-laws about the God of Israel. It would seem that Ruth had some knowledge. But what does she say here to Ruth and to Orphan? We've heard that, right? Go back to your gods. Go back to your people. Naomi is not yet restored fully. We see that there has been the little faith energized. She realizes that she needs to go back to where God has visited his people. But she's not that yet there. And she really isn't able to help Ruth and Orphah. So the question that I have is, why does Ruth come into the picture here in relation to Orphah? What is Ruth to Orphah? To Naomi. Naomi, she's determined to go back. But she's still speaking. And in verse 18, when she sees the steadfastness of Ruth, what does it say? Then she ceased speaking unto her. She wasn't speaking the right things, was she? She really wasn't bringing the testimony of God. And I believe that, as we have heard, it is God working not only in Naomi, but it is also God working in Ruth. And it is as Naomi sees God working in Ruth that it encourages Naomi to continue on in this path to get back to Bethlehem to be restored. She needs this encouragement, and it comes from a source that is fresh. She had no other resources. They had all died. But God raises up a new resource that can be there to encourage Naomi that she would be fully restored and brought back. Again, the work of God. How necessary it is to see that it is his work of restoration. But he brings in what is necessary, that once it is begun, it will be completed.